Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wasted on Wednesday with Casey Gale and Tina Lorraine, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, the gang's back together. It's Wednesday. It's Wasted on Wednesday.
I'm excited. What's the dealio?
We're brought to you by Belorian and Malukian LLP. Voted one of the top 100 law firms in the West Coast. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We're backed by some serious weight.
That's huge.
I like to call them the Mamba mentality because that's how hard they work. They don't play. They win for you. They win for everybody. Hike, Vahe, Ashat, Ani, Arman, Lily and the girls, full staff law firm. We got one of the best law firms backing us. And I love that their business card is in my wallet.
So good.
And you can call them at 818-INJURY-8.
It's in the back of my phone. I'm like, I'm waiting for something to go down.
Waiting, like what?
What? Yeah.
Like, I need what? A reason to act up.
I just want to say that. Call my lawyer. No, I have nothing to say.
Like when you get pulled over, you're just like, hold on.
Let me
call him first.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay in the car while you call.
As a matter of fact, he's on three-way. He's listening already.
He's listening.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
And our boys at Loyalty Auto
Group.
Man, I'm going to rent a car from him.
Really? Yeah, I didn't know they do that. Are you serious?
I didn't know they now do car rentals.
It's not a stereotype. Fashionably late, John. What up, boo? What up, repping YMCMB, no doubt.
Sako.
No doubt.
How you doing? Yeah. Good
to
see you. Art. Armin. Hyro. The boys at Loyalty.
No doubt.
And you can rent high luxury.
I had no
idea. Like, I'm going to rent a nice Camry just for the weekend. Just
a
to go
Camry?
For,
well, you're not trying
no,
to press the
I
women,
don't want
apparently.
It. I don't okay. want. Well, I don't want to.
A Camry?
Well, I'm going.
I mean, unless you're looking for, like, a mom.
Okay, so
something.
Listen. If I'm going to go to a family function and I roll up in a Bentley, they're going to be like, now you know you're doing way too much.
Nah, show out. Like, this is the minimum. What do you mean?
Say hi.
Hey, okay, you're with us now.
Hello.
Check out their Instagram, man.
Hey.
You can rent anything. They're doing it big.
Yes. I think
the Aston Martin's getting dropped off tonight.
What?
We should see an Aston Martin when we go downstairs.
Who's picking that up?
Hi, Sakos.
Sako?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he said he's going to have fun with it before he puts it out on the rental market.
Nice.
Shout out to his son, Jacob, his beautiful son. And those are our great sponsors. We have the best sponsors in the business. I'm proud to say that.
Word up.
What's up?
What's up, man?
Where's the other half?
How y'all doing?
Yeah.
He's coming
the
up.
The other half. Hey, don't say that on air.
Get misconstrued.
Mother business half.
It's the dream team.
Right, just straighten that out. I don't know.
It's a dream. Shout out to my LGBTQ family and friends.
No doubt.
Celebrating.
Their month.
Pride month.
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed. I love my family.
It's really sad. You know, I kind of got into an argument with someone I'm considering, like, my mom. She's like a mom. She's looked after me and my
son. It's a generational thing.
No, you know, this is something I think is a generational thing. So she posted the other day, who invented this month and why do they need one? Well, that's the way I read it, because at the end, she wrote !! And question mark. So I'm saying that's not a true question. When I went in, like, hey, like, you shocked me, Ma. Like, what's the problem?
Yeah.
Why can't they be celebrated to just be celebrated? Like, why are you even asking that question? She's like, it's a serious question. And I'm like, I don't know. You've learned that in school that you don't end a question with !! That's sort of like, whose dog is this? You're asking a question, but you're also pissed. So I took it as she was like, why they get a month? Oh, so everyone got mad at me because I said, well, I just think that it's so ironic that black people would condemn someone else considering we've been condemned for so long. I would just think we treat everybody with love. What up, John?
What's up?
Well, wow, both Johns in the house.
Turn me up
in the headphones.
Turn me up
like
in
a rapper,
headphones.
Like a rapper. Remember they used to do that in the 90s? Turn me up in the headphones.
Turn me up. Turn me up in the headphones.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Turn me up.
A little bit more.
Turn the music down.
There we go. Yeah, that's better.
How you doing?
There we go. That's it.
It's interesting how with this topic, because, you know, I'm from Jamaica.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And that island is very...
Very what?
Very homophobic.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
But if you ever go to a dancehall party in Jamaica, and you see what... I'm not saying you look at someone and say, okay, you dressed that way. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it's like, bro, you got a pink mohawk. Mm-hmm. And it's like... But then you that's the gangsters, though. That's
how they are we talking about the rappers today?
We can.
I don't want to talk about rappers today. Rappers today are frauds.
No, but Jamaicans used to wear that fishnet tank top. The whole yes. fucking nipples and
yes,
that.
True so that. Like, but that's know? Bad mind. That that's like, good mind.
What is that?
I don't know. I can personally say my mother would say, take it off. You're not wearing that.
I can see your nipples.
So, shout out to my people in that community celebrating them. And I have a lot of cousins, you know, they've come out. But they didn't wait. They waited till like in their 30s. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Even though we all knew. Mm. But then, you know, like my mother's a beautiful. She's like the UN. She's like, you got to love everybody.
Yeah.
You got to love everybody. Because in this today's time, with our leaders, they ain't preaching love.
I mean, they're not bothering anybody. You know, they're just out having a good time, having drinks and stuff. Like, gay people are not, like, they haven't bombed anything. Like, when they arrest all those people for terroristic stuff, nobody's like, hey. Like,
no.
Those people are not serial killing. They're not murdering. No. They're not doing anything but having a good time.
I have no problem with gay men. I wish all y'all were gay.
more for you.
More for me, because they're not competition.
Oh, that's true.
Not
that's
competition true. At all.
Wait. So all the that's black funny. Guys are in here. I'm going to ask a serious topic because I grew up in New York City. When
here we
happened.
Go.
Have all of y'all seen the Central Park?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's
story?
A good story.
The Central Park 5?
Yeah.
Central Park 5.
I haven't seen it.
I saw the documentary.
Oh, we got to talk about this. Okay. Well, let me recap real quick. Back in 1989. No, seriously. So back in 1989, she was like a stockbroker or someone in New York City jogging late at night.
Through Central
it's
Park.
10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And these kids are in a park, you know, doing what kids do, riling up people and stuff, but nothing really, really violent. Meanwhile, a woman gets raped and left for dead. Like, they beat her. And, well, they didn't. The person who did it, you know, beat her in the head with a pipe, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, when the police came, you know, they had to round up some black people. So they literally went to the streets of Harlem like, hey, what's your name? Like, you fit a description. Come with me and stuff like that. Yeah, so they rounded up five people and then they forced these kids to make confessions.
Like, literally forced them into confession.
And it's crazy because no time in history has five people gotten together and conducted a rape and didn't know each other. These kids didn't know each other. Like, two knew each other. But the other three didn't know each other, and none of them knew each other.
Yeah. It's political.
It was political because they're like, you know, like, we have to answer to
they
the
had
city.
To arrest somebody.
It was scary. Yeah, they had to arrest somebody. Yeah. These kids served between 8 and 14 years.
Damn. That's on Netflix,
but
right?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. The bad part
I mean, it's
of it,
a tear-jerker.
But not one. Okay, say you
Wait, real quick, because he doesn't know. So do you know?
All right.
12 years later, because a few of them were minors, so they only served 8 years.
Yeah.
One of them had to serve his full sentence, 16.
Yeah.
Didn't do it.
Into the 13th, 14th year, he has a fight with somebody over a TV shit. Later on, you know, after they get in trouble, if the guy finds out his name, he comes to him in the yard, and he's like, are you Corey Wise? And he's like, are you still saying you innocent? And the dude's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
In the morning, the guy goes to... the police or whatever, and confesses. Yeah, the warden and confesses.
Says, I'm the one who did it.
Now, these kids got locked up without any DNA. Yeah. They didn't have mud or blood on their clothes.
And
like,
she did
nothing.
Have semen on her.
Yeah. Right.
And it didn't match any of the kids. And but they still arrested them.
So,
but it matched that guy.
Yeah, so when because, the guy,
yeah,
go ahead.
He became religious, so it was like, you know, you're making amends with God. Yeah. So he wanted to clear the air. Wow. So he stepped up like, it was me. Them kids had nothing to do with it. Wow. Plus, he had already raped someone.
He was a serial rapist.
Yeah. In New York City. It was the same MO. He was like, I did that. They did the DNA. The kids got exonerated, and they just won a $41 million lawsuit against New York City.
But there's some little twinkles in for that because...
Should have been more.
Because the cap is $1 million per year in jail.
Should have been
Donald Trump was asking for them to be executed.
Actively.
Actively. Oh, like, really? He took out a page in the New York Times.
To have them executed.
Like, he said these kids should be killed.
For $85,000.
He's not once apologized to them kids.
Oh. He still thinks that
they're still thinks they're guilty.
He's an idiot because he tweeted something and he was like, you know, yeah. with, they have all the evidence. Like, there is no evidence. There's nothing.
Well, but there's the no thing,
anytime there's a black man that's accused of something, the first thought is he did it because, you know, it's been systematized to think that black men are criminals.
Yeah.
It's just the 13th Amendment. You know, we've talked about that and read that. So it's like, it doesn't matter. If the first thought is he did it.
Oh. But the worst part is the police think they did a good job.
Yeah.
Because they show you their interrogation of the kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they were saying stuff like, just tell us what happened. You can go home with your mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So the kids are like, okay, I did it.
Yeah.
It's my first rape. I'm like, never going to do it again.
Antron did what?
He's
so
not going
Antron
home.
Held the legs open. Yeah. And they were like, yeah. Antron held the legs open. Yeah. And then I, you know, touched the boobs.
Stories never, like, he'll tell a story five minutes. He'll tell a story 5 minutes later. Story was different. The kids never told the same story. Never the same names, but the police were like, okay.
That's enough for us.
And then they would turn the families against each other like, well,
yeah.
Antoine said that Terrell did it. And so Antoine's mom's like, you better tell him that Terrell did it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It was
so foul. See, I saw the documentary that came out before the Netflix thing, and then the police were mad at the documentary because they're like, you guys are making this seem like we're victimizing these kids.
Oh, we're just telling it how it
and
is.
And then like the head of the detectives of that division was like, my guys don't do this. We don't sway. We don't coerce kids into confessions. But if you watch it.
Man.
The kids didn't even know who. And then, oh my God, there's this amazing scene after they all get locked up because they don't know each other. One of the kids says, what's your name? And he's like, I'm Kevin. And he's like, yo, I lied on you. And then they all start discussing like, I had to lie on you too. I'm sorry. And then he's like, oh, you're so-and-so? I lied on you too. And they're all trying to make sense of it. It's like, oh, they also told you to say whatever so we can go home. Mm. Oh,
it's,
my God.
It's powerful.
It is.
I can't watch it again.
Sickening.
Because it was like, man.
Now, first of all, when you set aside the context of the story as an actress, yo, these fucking kids did their thing, yo. When you watch it, you feel like you are in the interrogation room with these kids and you're watching it live. These kids are crying.
But they were my age, though. High top fades.
Yo, so dumb.
It could have been me. Could have been you.
Film.
Of course. Man. I mean, the question is how many countless other times has that happened?
See, that's the problem.
Well, they have that other guy now that's like mentally disabled. I hope that's the proper word. That they're trying to blame him on another rapist case in New York City. It's real sad.
Happens all the time.
So what are they doing? The $41 million. So now, what's the deal now?
He was campaigning.
Oh, so they've gotten exonerated on all charges, but Ava DuVernay wanted to because Ava DuVernay also did that film 13th Amendment. Mm-hmm. So this is like, you know, along her lines of things she does.
Okay.
So she just wanted to bring awareness to their story again because the reason is the prosecutor is still selling books to this day on Barnes & Noble's and Amazon about this case. But these kids have been exonerated. So you need to stop selling those books. So now Black Twitter and the Black community have already reached out to Amazon. And she already had to step down from her nonprofit organization and close down her social media accounts. Good. Like, people are going.
Black Twitter is pretty powerful.
Yeah.
Black Twitter is a political movement.
I'm sorry.
It's a movement.
It is. It's just Black Twitter a group of blacks that band together.
It is a beehive. They will attack you. It's strong. They will ruin your company.
No, seriously.
Shut you down.
I just watched the show today, Hood Adjacent with James Davis. I don't know what it comes on. I was watching it on Pluto, Nas's channel. Anyway.
Really?
Yeah. Download this app when you get home. Sure. It's like having free cable. It got BET, Comedy Central. It's for free.
We're just talking about how many business million, ventures.
Last year, he made $35 million last year.
Shout outs to Rihanna making $600 million off her cosmetic line last year.
She beat out like Riri.
Yeah,
Madonna. Right.
She's following Jay-Z steps.
It's the blueprint. I mean, she went from a girl in Trinidad.
Right. I know.
Yeah. Now she's like, I don't need to make music no more, Dredd. You know what I'm saying? Everything's cool.
That's okay. I wonder how Drake feels. She really couldn't sing a lick anyway.
Riri can't sing? She's an entertainer. Can I say that?
Yeah, no, that's what I agree with. You know, like Janet Jackson, but you never hear Janet. Like, Janet can't carry it. She'd be like, Dan and Billy, Danny, Dad, right?
Yeah, she's an entertainer.
She don't.
It's the whole show.
She don't belt out shit.
You know, I'm obligated not to talk bad about the Jacksons.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. My bad. No, love Janet.
Jay had a good question. I wonder, how does Drake feel? How do you want to have Drake feel?
She's like triple his net worth.
And Chris Brown.
Well, let's not talk about Chris Brown. He's played himself.
Yeah,
lots. He did something again?
You think? No, but you know, I'm not a fan.
Was it before the beating or after the beating?
Yeah, after the beating.
After the beating.
I don't think I really was a fan before.
Let me tell you, I seen them fight in public. She started that shit.
She's Trini, though.
That night, I'm not condoning violence, but at some point, your psyche be like, I can't take it no more.
Yeah, he was probably fighting for his own way out the car. Probably.
I was at a video shoot. He did a video shoot with that songwriter, Sean Penn or something like that. Yeah. And he took a picture with a group. Yeah, she probably was a group chick. She was a model chick. Mm-hmm. And it's not salacious in any way. Like, he's standing like this, like, we're in third grade. Like, oh, this is my friend. And Riri is across the street from this place we're filming at. I hope I could reenact this and not be too loud. But she was mad ghetto. It was like how we called people on the street in the Bronx. She was like, Chris! And then he looked and she was like, you know, doing all that hand shit, like, what the fuck is all of that? Mm-hmm. And we're outside watching, like, with the popcorn, like, And then we look at Chris and Chris is like, you know, like, he's doing body language, like, chill the fuck out. Like, I'm not doing, it's just, and she's over across the street, like, fuck all that. So she got mad ghetto, like, fuck all that, da, da, da. So he leaves the girl, he does take the picture, he goes across the street, and I'm watching the body language. She's doing all that, you know, in the face, and you could see him trying to put her hands down. You could see his body language, like, chill. It's just, I'm just at a video.
She looks spicy.
So then literally two weeks later is when I heard about the fight, because I don't want to say beating, the fight in the car.
He was probably trying to survive.
First of all, I'm driving, bitch. I'm driving a fancy fucking car, bitch. Stop. You don't hit people when they driving. That's very dangerous.
Yeah.
He was in Hancock Park. Those streets are not two-lane streets. They're one lane. I drive through there all the time. He could have hit a car or a person or a lady walking the dog. I think he can't take it no more.
She said she did.
She did.
There's a video saying that she started. She apologized for it.
See? But she on made everybody feel bad for him.
Shout out to Vahe.
What's up, Vahe?
Hi, Vahe.
One of our sponsors right there.
What's up, Vahe?
Yeah.
She admitted she was wrong?
There's a video out there.
But that's defamation of character. He needs to go and have that because he did time behind that, didn't he?
No, but you still don't have to put your hands on a woman if she started it.
You should have did Eddie Murphy, open the door and like get out.
Yeah.
You can't put your hands on.
Check out Delirious if you want to know what I'm talking about.
He hit him in the head one too many times in the car and he probably just, you know, like you do like that. That's what I think.
And it's funny about this body language. I had a problem with someone in our office who's younger than me. And I didn't say good morning to her. So she was like, Casey, you need to come over here and talk to me. And I was like, what?
Body language.
I'm going for a walk outside right now.
Just get away from
aggressive
that.
Right.
And that's very aggressive. We used to call that the yo-yo because you know how yo-yo.
Yeah, it's very demanding too. Yeah. Like, I'm not your child.
And first of all, you're younger than me. Yeah. My son is older than you.
Yeah. Respect your elder.
If you listen to me, it's all peace right now, though.
What if your son did that? Like, yo, daddy, come here. You'd be like, excuse
me. My son knows not.
Excuse me.
My son knows a lot.
It's not even a thought.
My son knows that there's a Jamaican side, like, hey, close the door, turn off your phone.
The accent comes out.
And grandma's like, him rude, enough. Him rude. The boy rude.
But wait, let me turn my attention to you guys. What y'all got going on?
Man, a lot.
Really?
Tell me.
Man, you know these dudes is on top of the world.
Well. Yo, you got the best eyebrows ever, yo. Like, my eyebrows could look like this. I'm a victim of the 90s where they used to be like mad skinny. I look like a Puerto Rican drug dealer's girlfriend.
He gets compliments.
80s. Thanks.
Yo, seriously. I wish I could rip them off and apply them to me.
It's not coming
and
back.
Then I would redo them.
Here we go.
Oh, man.
She be gassing up some of the I've been trying to tell Tina to stop gassing these dudes.
Yeah.
He's speechless.
Oh, no. I'm going to leave that alone.
I'm feeling you. I just appreciate nice sex.
I thought she liked me.
Just the eyebrows. Just the eyebrows. Not you.
Just the eyebrows.
Okay, well, I guess. We've been up to work. We just got back from New Orleans for the National Lifeline Association program, which is pretty big. You know what I mean? It's the nonprofit organization that actually represents the whole SafeLink, all the ATCs, which are SafeLink mm-hmm. Insurance, the whole Lifeline program. So we got to meet the big wigs out there, got the politic. And
is that part of the, when the, I fall, they can't fall, get up people, or am I tripping?
That's Life Alert. You know what we do.
There's some people who are asking questions.
For those out there. He's clear. So,
I know what you do.
It was cool. You know, we got a chance to, you know.
Actually, I was actually for myself.
But no, it was good. We got a chance to connect with some people, you know, be going out to, it's just stepping up another level. Us, you know, kind of going out to D.C. and, mm-hmm. you know, really campaigning for these programs across the country. Yeah, so it's good.
And I guess it's safe to say, proud to be, we are the number one.
Yeah.
Really?
Number one company.
We're number one.
Number one company in the nation.
Number one.
Doing this. Number one.
Number one, for real. Yeah. Humbly. Humbly.
Humbly.
And he's genuinely work hard.
Humbly. We got to
shout out to OB.
Yes. Yes. The whole team.
OB's on the conference call right now.
Brush your shoulders.
Yeah. Is he really?
Yeah, in the bathroom.
Let me tell you something about OB.
I walked in the bathroom. I heard him on the conference call.
We heard him on the elevator one time.
He was so impressive.
And I was trying to, you know, be in his ear like, hey, OB, what you doing? He was just
focused.
Yeah, like, he was focused. He was making like a million
Like he plays
deal.
In front of 85,000 every weekend.
Yeah, no, he's seriously. Tasting it.
He's a business guy.
You guys got some good leaders.
Yeah, thank you.
Future leaders.
Thank you.
He had on a fancy suit, too. He looked like I'm getting money.
Yeah.
Like for real.
And his eyes was telling a story.
That would be an OB doll. Like he would have to come with that suit. Like no. Come with the suit.
Shout out to OB. Shout out to your whole team.
Nicole.
Yeah. Great team.
You know, it was just talking about it, man. Everybody's dedicated. We got everybody that works with us is all time. For the most part, I feel like majority of the people are all time, not part time.
Young,
they're just all time.
Nicole,
all time. Yeah. I love it. They're dedicated to the vision.
OB. My man with the
got Bruce.
Bruce.
Yeah. Yeah.
Joe.
Everybody's on call.
It's been a good
everybody's
unit.
On call. Everybody's on call.
That
it's cool.
Is amazing.
It's fun.
Yeah, got a team.
Well, it gives you a chance to branch out and let them.
Yeah.
Steer the ship for a little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I love how you put trust and faith into like, oh, we're going out of town for a week.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
Don't let it sink.
And it floats.
It floats.
It floats.
Oh, wait. I was thinking about y'all the other day. There was a Facebook article about companies that take their employees on trips, mm-hmm. have like a higher production rate. And I was like, wow. Right. But I figured you guys already knew that. But I was like, oh, they know about this. Because I know I would. I'm like, I appreciate that. So I'd work harder, but when I've had dick bosses, I'm like, I'm stealing this fucking ink. If I can't taking that ink home, like the printer, seriously, be like, and this pen, I'm taking that shit too.
Yeah, put that right.
So
I think appreciation. Showing them appreciation. We're growing right now. We're going to be hitting about 60, you know, people in the office, 60 employees. Pretty soon, so it's just take move
your
fast.
Family must be proud.
We told them, and it's amazing. We was just talking about it today, man. We said when we come back to the next time they do it every year, we're gonna have over 100 guys. And just within 2 weeks, we was just talking about it. It was 2 weeks ago. We're pushing 55.
Yeah.
2 weeks,
yeah. 55 employees. So yeah, good.
So 2 weeks.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that is great.
That's
we
beautiful.
Will do it.
You know what we need. Yeah. Those little sound things like claps, like
gunshots.
Because you guys need like a gunshot and a clap right now.
That's cool, man.
And it gives you an idea of the competition. Watch this. This just blows away. This didn't make us take our feet off the gas. This made us actually work harder. Mm. When there's guys there we was networking with, they were like, oh, we're what are you guys doing? Oh, we're killing it. Oh, really? What's killing it? How many people you got? We got like 40 guys. What are you guys doing? What did he say he was doing?
How many customers are they helping a week?
They are doing...
Helping
300 customers a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what we do a day.
Oh!
That's sick.
300, 400.
That's a mad team.
Like,
oh,
he was like,
cute.
He's killing it.
Like, that's
and
adorable.
I was like, oh, okay.
All right.
Like,
dang.
Oh, like, hey, what's up?
Okay. He's just getting stuck.
Like, wow. Like, yeah. I didn't know he was there.
Whoa.
Like,
four times the average.
So, I mean, your day is
his week.
Yeah,
our day. Get out.
No, we're honored that you took the
time. I'm very honored because I know your time is very valuable.
We love you guys. Yes. You guys are great.
You guys are valuable.
Yeah, man. Oh, well, shit.
No, seriously. Fair exchange has never been a robbery.
No, we appreciate you guys.
Like, oh, thank you.
Everything.
Thank you. Man,
thank you. I feel, you know, I'm in good, you know, well.
Man. Hey, we will always be neighborhood, not Hollywood.
Wait. So when's that pizza party?
Wait. Where have you been?
Yeah,
I have to work. Yeah. We've been doing it every Friday.
We will fire the person. We don't care how well you're doing in production, how big your team is, how much money you're bringing to the company. Mm-hmm. If you forget those pizzas, you're out.
You're out.
One strike, you're out.
Yeah, we don't play with that.
That's good.
Pizzas on Friday.
That's a good balance.
It must happen.
Yes. One strike.
So you leave it up to them to get the pizzas.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we have our managers. They get the pizzas.
Well, geez.
Yeah, they buy it. It's unlimited.
We're going to get... You know, I'm on this new workout thing, though. Mm. Yeah.
That could be your cheat day. Friday cheat day.
It's good.
It's going
to
be Friday.
I mean, that means you have to cut back from alcohol because that's what...
I'm not supposed to be drinking Monday through Friday.
I was just about to say that.
That's crazy.
I cut back from alcohol.
I
don't you want a body like John?
You will naturally.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't want to say that.
When you work out, your body will make you cut out. You won't have to think about it. Your body will be like, I feel better. I don't want it.
Why is my body on the spectacle?
All the viewers are looking at you like, man.
It's all right. It's me. Everybody knows.
Why is my body on spectacle? What was that with you?
You asked the question, though.
I don't have nothing. I don't want to talk no more. My Acorn account.
Yeah, man, let's talk about
it. I'm investing.
Oh, I overheard. Let's talk money. I wanted to hear that.
I'm very happy with
it. Talk money.
Do you know about Stash?
It's the same thing.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Isn't it Stash and Acorn the same thing?
I have both. Okay, so go ahead.
Oh, you have both?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, but go ahead. Stash has marijuana stocks. I don't know if Acorn does.
How does that work?
You could buy portions of stocks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Acorn does too. Like, say if I purchase something with my card, mm-hmm. the change from the dollar goes up to invest. And then I'm investing 25 every Monday and 50 a month. So it comes up to 100.
Wow.
There you go.
All right.
So I'm trying to,
discipline.
Not think about it. Yeah. I've cut out some expenses in my life. I'm not going to do that right now.
Because you can make money off of that.
So I'm just
diversify your portfolio.
Or make your expenses around the system, you know, like the save 10, invest 10, you know, give 10, that type of thing.
I think I see something on that. They're like 5 for 5 or something like that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Those are good. I have those.
I got to do baby steps.
There's a new one. There's another one called Blue Chip. New Chip.
New Chip, everybody. New Chip.
Yeah, that one's cool.
So how does that one work?
That one allows you to invest in new companies that are going to go public.
Mm-hmm.
So they let you know how much money they've raised and companies that are on the deck to go IPO.
IPO ready.
Yeah.
I'm writing that down. Thank you.
I got my,
they say if you hanging out with your friends and you're not growing or learning something, like those are not your friends.
They don't allow me to grow.
Yeah.
Every morning I see them in the elevator, I feel like this is me when I see them. Like, oh, let me get straight.
Yes.
And they'd be like, man, what you doing? What you doing, Casey? What you going on? We're going to get going on. We need to talk, baby. You need some content, baby. What's going on? We need to talk about some financial content. And I'm very blessed to have you guys as friends.
Oh, we're blessed. We're blessed to have you.
Yeah, you know. I didn't know you were so good in hoops, so we're going to leave that alone.
Wait, you finally went?
I checked his resume.
Yeah, it's real.
This dude's a great
player. Like some All-American.
He's
kind of like hired hitman.
Yeah, you know he's. I shouldn't be talking
about hired hitman.
But I can hold my own trust.
I try to tell him though.
He's on a different level.
You know when you can't go up against like Kobe or something.
I tried to
like
tell
that.
Him.
Like, it's okay. Yeah,
but he didn't.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's
I excelled in another field, but.
Football. Yeah.
Your basketball skills. I checked your resume.
You just wanted him to come out.
Ollie knows.
No. He just wants me to run with him.
Yeah.
But this is what it is though. If I got first pick, I got John.
We're going to score.
But he was saying he was real nice that day.
Yeah,
he was,
but
like, I'm really,
everybody
really
says they're real nice.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
But it's not, it's like, I'm not, it's just, I'm like nice. I'm just nice.
Yeah, but he could be more braggadocious.
Yeah, he could.
Boasty.
Like, if I was him, I'd be like, I challenge everybody in this city right now. Who won it? I call up the Lakers like, man, y'all slipping at the point guard position. Let me take it a tryout. Okay, so let's get into some advice.
Let's talk about it. Let's do it.
What you need? What you need?
My life right now.
Okay.
No. I'm having some female issues.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, so this is what your boy did. Okay, yeah. So I have a family friend who's graduating from UCLA on the 15th. And I was told, if you're going to bring someone
a man can't even say the word date. Damn.
Yeah, I know. It's not. I was definitely tiptoeing around the word date.
Just say date.
So a date. There's like, make sure you bring somebody
respectable.
You know me.
Why they gotta say that to you?
Because
what type of women do you usually bring?
You know, you guys know me. This is how I meet women. I go to the bar,
like them BAPS type of chicks. Remember BAPS with Halle Berry? Go to for their mouth.
Not BAPS.
Pink hair.
No,
cutting meat with their fingertips.
No, I don't think he likes the BAPS.
No, it's not BAPPY. It's more like Okay, this is
like Ronnie
Players
from
Club.
The Players Club.
Here's the situation. I go to the bar. You know, I live across the street from the bars.
Right.
I go to a bar. This is how I meet a girl. I go to the bar. She's little. I'm like, you know, I live across the street. Oh, let's go. That's how I meet girls.
Yeah, that works.
It works perfectly.
Clap Central.
But that is not. My family says this to me. Can you bring someone age appropriate? Because you know I'm
age.
I'm 47.
He likes 20 something year olds.
No, they like me.
Well, what's wrong with that?
That's disgusting. They don't even know how to clean their vagina well in their 20s.
Wow.
Sorry to offend people. And if you think, you know, wait till you get 40 and remember what I said, and you're gonna be like, damn, she was right. I really didn't know how to clean my vagina well in my 20s. I'm sorry.
It's
I'm sorry. That was.
I wasn't going there, but in some instances she's right. There's some hygiene.
I don't think they know.
There's some hygiene issues, and it's rough when you find out there's hygiene issues.
Really?
And not really. Let me clarify before chicks start saying like, I know how to watch it. What I mean is like learning how to eat the proper things, learning how probiotics affect UTIs, and your digestive tract, and when you have too much yeast in your body, that causes recurring yeast infections.
Educated.
So that's what I mean. Like, yeah, I'm sure you know how to.
Real science.
But chicks be like, yeah, I use all of this stuff. Like, it don't need no douche, no perfume, no none of that stuff. That stuff. If a chick is perfuming it, she is covering something. Okay, so if it smells like roses, no, bitch, what you covering?
A quick turn.
That is a
sorry,
great.
I had to be passionate.
Wow.
Sorry.
She's a woman.
I try not to have those problems.
What did he say? I'm a man's woman. I'm a woman's man. You know, I hang out with the dudes. You know,
it's always a situation where they're like,
damn.
They meet so-and-so. They're like, how old is so-and-so? I'm like 20-something. They're like, you know, your son's older than this person right here.
I wouldn't even date anybody around my son's age. That's my first thought.
But see, in the man's world, that's different.
I got what you say. You say old enough. That's...
See, I say I meet him at the bars. I'm legit.
You ain't got to say that.
Well, that's the only place I meet him at. I don't meet him walking on the street.
No, we want best for our family. I do that, too. And I'm like, how old is that bitch?
My sisters,
like,
and they go hard.
Chicks are stupid. Sorry.
They go hard on the women.
Let me ask you a question. So are these just friends? Or are you actually dating them? There's a big
Let's keep it in the friends category.
Okay. So then if it's friends, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I'm going to a family friend thing, and everybody's like, please don't bring
one of those.
bring someone that's going to say please and thank you.
This is a family event.
It's
right.
I call them family, and I told everybody like I'm going to go, and everybody's
going to be food there. Bring me. I'll be on my good behavior, and if I can even make it look like
we
go together.
I can't bring
but
you.
I have manners and stuff. I'm very gracious. See, like pinkies out, they're going
to
love me.
They have
I just
to be
go for the food.
Okay. Then there's the men's side. The men in your family are going to be like, we know Tina.
Oh yeah,
that's just your friend.
Why don't you bring the one friend that you have that you're on and off about?
That's what I'm gonna get to.
Okay, he's going somewhere. Let's go.
So
she's good.
I did a group text.
What?
Damn,
but it's separated.
Sounds bad.
You and these group texts. I'm sick of these group texts.
You sent Yeah, but wrong people.
Yeah, but when people respond, they don't know that it's a group.
Yes, they do.
Yes, no, they do.
I know it's a group.
I do.
When you text me, group
because
text.
I say YouTube. Yeah,
but I know it's a group.
Wait. Are you sending?
Are you mean when I said the mail's here?
Yeah, it's a group text.
Of course, that's work.
Listen, are you sending the same text individually? Because if you send a text and there's another person named Am, we all get them. Wait, a girl broke my son's heart a long time ago. That happened to him. When that feature first came out, my son came to me like, yo, Ma, I got a picture of this chick I mess with, and there's another number attached. Baby, she sent this picture to you and someone else.
People
didn't know.
Mine says three separate texts.
Okay.
How? What phone you got, an Android?
Yeah.
Oh.
It does send separate. It says a separate
why
text.
Why you said it like that? Like,
but it says a separate text. Yeah, it doesn't have an iPhone like us. But that's
the point. Let me tell you something about you iPhone people.
That's besides the point.
Let me tell you something about you iPhone people. I don't know why y'all get off thinking y'all better than everybody.
We are.
Obviously, y'all can't send a separate group text.
First of all, that phone is slow. You got to do extra stuff to do the same thing that we do.
I don't give a sugar.
Okay, back to your silly story.
All right.
So you send a group text.
Well,
what'd you do?
First of all, these are good. One's a doctor. One's this and this. The doctor.
Oh, I'm sorry. You still talking? Go ahead. All
right. I'm not talking no more.
No.
Basically, I played myself.
Tell us. Juicy.
Because I haven't talked to these good women in a long time. And they're like, what the fuck do you want?
It's been years.
And I kind of played myself.
It's like, I ain't talking to you.
Let's go to a graduation.
A family.
It's like, I feel like I can go in and out of people's lives.
Yeah. Oh, no.
So they're like, who do you think you are?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sitting around waiting for you. Now, let me tell you about yourself, Casey. I got told about myself.
Now, wow, if these were the girls from the bar, you could do that.
Right.
The 20-year-olds, you could probably get away with
it. I'm going to show you the text I got.
Yes. I am later.
I can't show you right now.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Because you will read it. One was like,
I'm rolling.
A PhD cursed me out. Who the fuck do you think you are?
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. I wasn't expecting
it. You thought you was being nice because it was a family event.
Yeah, I thought.
I'm trying to give y'all a cool event to go to.
Yeah, like, you know, like, I'm taking you out to dinner and stuff. They're like,
what?
You got to know when to touch and tap.
Okay, so here's.
You got to know when to, you know, just say hi, check on how you doing, tap out. Hey, how you doing? Let's have lunch, tap out.
First text.
I feel like.
8 months.
Checking I feel like I do not know how to talk to good women anymore.
Yes, you do.
That's my point. That's where I'm getting to.
It's all mentality. Yeah.
I feel like I've been so in a gutter, mm-hmm. and I've lost the gentlemanly charm. Mm.
Yeah.
And I really feel like I've lost that because I'm talking to people like, yeah, this is what I did. And everybody's like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
The problem I would say is where you're meeting the women at.
Of course it is the problem.
You know what I'm saying? That's the problem.
As long as you know that.
Because your environment will change your actions.
Okay,
when you're around a woman, a real woman, it's going to be very difficult for you to treat her like a scallywag.
Ooh.
Promise you that.
But
a woman's aura will make you treat her like a woman.
Oh.
Yeah. But if you're around you're going to treat a scallywag like a scallywag.
And you can't tell yourself that story. You got to stop telling yourself that
What's
story.
The story I'm telling myself?
I feel like I lost blah, blah, blah.
Well, you know, I feel like I could game anything.
Yes, there it is.
But that's what I went in with this texting situation. Everybody was like, wait a minute.
Okay, you're undisciplined and what?
You're undisciplined.
How many women?
Is that you're undisciplined?
Three. Two said they checked the schedule. One cussed me out.
Whoa. You're 0%
bitch,
right
you ain't
now.
Got no motherfucking schedule.
I know
that?
This.
One of them said this number has been disconnected.
One said, is this a joke?
The vagina you have reached has been disconnected.
You didn't even pick up the phone to call them and ask them?
No.
You texted.
Do you understand my problem?
You texted.
You're not a millennial.
That's
millennial stuff.
What are you doing, bro?
That means I've been messing with Millennials.
You are Listen,
am I gone?
Stupid. No, you're not gone. You're not gone.
Dumb
okay, even
they are though.
It's a different group.
Listen, they have entitlement in this millennial shit that's going on. Like, wait a minute, where do you get off?
See, if I was you, this is my opinion. I would have done a 3-step process.
Okay,
first, just initially, hey, how you doing? Checking on them, call them.
Bam.
But right after you do that,
this all makes sense.
You call him again. Then maybe you see him, you do lunch.
Then you could have sent that.
And
we
then on
sex
the third message. One, you say, look, it's been great connecting with you this week. We had lunch, had a great time. You know what? I've been thinking, come with me to this graduation. Come hang out with me. Let's get closer. I want you to meet some cool people.
You must have mad women. That worked for me, and I'm just listening. I'm like, let's go.
It's consistency. You're inconsistent. Yeah. They don't trust you.
He's like one of those villains that just show up out of the sky. I'm here. What is that? What happened? Why is he in the sky right now?
What
is
he doing? It's coming out of nowhere.
Just a circle opens up.
What the fuck you think?
All right, then a circle opens up. Casey just comes in a different dimension. Like,
come with me on the date.
Okay, you guys fix me.
No. Who are you? Where have you
talk
been?
Talk tonight.
Kryptonite. What are you talking
the
about?
The villain.
Oh.
Yeah,
he needs to be stopped.
Oh, my God. But you see how you can get undisciplined in life. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
No. That's true because you've been dealing with the scallywags.
For so long.
You have to do that.
I like what you
first of all my birds, I don't call you scallywags.
I like that term.
All my beautiful birds, I don't call you scallywags. I've never used that word scallywags in my life.
We are.
You're all birds. Beautiful birds to me. Beautiful.
That's like saying,
I appreciate your support.
A bitch. Did you really just say that?
Hey, this is beautiful.
I just want you to know I don't call you bitches that word.
I appreciate everything you've done for me, even though it's like temporary relief.
That's good.
But I'm fucked up.
You look like the Michael Jordan crying meme right now. Like that one tear.
The one tear.
That's what your bird is saying.
That's what your bird.
That's
what your bird
is
saying.
We do need some. That's what your bird is saying.
Yeah, that was a three.
It's a shame,
down.
Right?
It's a shame.
You gotta do better.
You
need a better caliber woman.
So now
you need a better caliber woman.
And you know, and you know how women feel honored, and we would love to accompany a guy to a family event. Yeah. So for a female,
it's
to
a
say
nice
no,
restaurant in Santa Monica.
That really says a lot. Like
they haven't
you
said
and
no.
Your family.
They haven't said no.
But why would they say yes?
You're inconsistent. I check my schedule. It's not
no.
A yes.
Yeah. I gotta check my schedule.
First of all,
they're busy women.
No, but like you taught me today, the notes are in my phone. If a girl really wants to go, she'd be like, "Let me check my schedule right now, boo boo. Hold on, right there. Hold on.
I've totally lost the plot.
Don't go now.
Absolutely, Tina, tell them.
So I've put myself in a situation where
we'll even send you the Gmail calendar. Like, what's your email, and you tell me what time that fits for you, and you write it in. Like,
all right, we're done with me.
Yeah,
no, no, no.
Well,
talk
do
about
you have
no,
any no, no, more? No. Do you have any more that you haven't reached out to?
Well, at this point in the game, I shouldn't.
Don't.
Okay, wait a minute. What about your friend though?
Hmm?
What you didn't get to the friend that we asked about.
Oh yeah,
the nice
that's
one.
Been in and out of
in
your
and
life.
Your life
for a while.
That I thought was a beautiful be good for you. You're playing with her.
No.
Why?
Straight you know what's messed up? Sometimes
why?
The one that
I've
men treat like dirt. Yeah. It's like she's so good for you.
I went through this thing where I'm like
messed up.
I don't wanna this is all gonna come out bad on the air. But I just didn't want any commitment.
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay. I mean,
and but look at the situation I'm in now.
So quiet.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean,
but look at the situation I'm
want.
In now.
You know what you want.
Mm-hmm. I used to think I was a guy who had a woman for every occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Obviously, I don't.
Yeah. No, not this.
You
one.
Don't even have
take
one
relationships.
For
I mean, this is a dinner on me with a great restaurant
with family.
People love my fam and friends.
Yeah,
and they're like, no. Who the? I'll show you the text. That really got to me today. Who the fuck what do you think? And this is a doctor. And I'm like, why are you cursing at me? Like, what the fuck? Is this a joke?
She's very serious. She's very serious.
And then she's like, I tried to contact you a million ways and you avoided me.
Whoa.
And now you want to come back into my life.
She can't trust you.
Full circle.
You're inconsistent.
That's what she said. I can't even trust you to respond.
Of course.
Wow.
Why would she go somewhere with you? It's not because it's not for her. It's for you. Why would I do something for you? You did nothing for me.
Damn, John.
Okay, let's talk about some financial stuff real quick.
No, we'll stay on this.
But you know what? I've lost the plot. I've definitely lost the plot.
No, the plot was you're going to this graduation.
By myself.
Why won't you
Because
ask
you
friend?
Have... You
maybe Casey
because you failed as afraid? A charmster now.
I put myself on a level that I shouldn't have put like that.
You put no effort into like I really anything.
I think I acted like my shit don't stink.
Man,
and people are like, oh,
look at this.
I've moved on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's what's going on. You can't have be a good woman and think, oh, she's still there waiting for because I'm Casey. Yeah.
She won't.
They definitely moved on.
Yeah.
When they said, I'll check my schedule.
Oh, yeah.
That's moved on.
That was saying, no.
That means I already have a
because
date.
Because they still haven't hit you back yet.
I already have a date.
And the next one's going to be some dude like, I'm going to need you to stop hitting my girl.
That's coming next.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to stop.
Next, bro.
Yeah.
I've done that on purpose. I'll just get my homeboy to do that, too. So.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
He All right.
Like, I don't care what you say.
We're fixed. I'm fixed.
I just want to encourage you, man. It's not over. Okay, you're still breathing. I think you just gotta put your focus on finding. My suggestion would be finding just a more quality woman, man.
Yes.
Yeah, but you know,
and you can still listen. You can say no commitment, do your thing. But I think you find someone who's on that same level. That's the same.
Because there's quality women that just
you've never talked much before.
No, you sound like you should have like a little dating show. But now there's some eligible women that still just want the D that are doctors and lawyers
Absolutely.
And kid women. They're not all scallywags.
Absolutely.
Can we? Where's this word scallywag? Who started this word?
He did.
You know we do from Indiana.
Scallywags.
Man.
I haven't heard that since Ohio.
No, I like
country,
it.
Baby. Indiana.
Man. Look, I like it.
Wow, I'm actually sweating over here.
There you are. Mm-hmm. And you're crying. You had a tear come down.
Well, that was laughter.
Okay. It's really sad.
It's really funny because all three of you have had reactions where like, There was one point everybody went quiet like, oh, shit.
Like, really? This is serious.
Check your
like,
schedule.
All's not lost, though.
Never heard of
All's
that
not
one.
Lost.
It's not lost.
The next time we're on the show, you're going to have a success
Listen,
story.
I'm a quality lad guy. I am honest.
A good guy, man.
And the reason why I'm not in a relationship because I'm not rich.
Scared.
Okay. I'll be that.
I'm so, just... whatever you're scared of is what you should run towards.
And, you know,
I
put a post, when I live without fear, I'm the best Casey I could be.
Yes. So run towards it. And but, don't you be know, afraid to commit.
I'm scared of love.
Why?
Because I just don't like the ending of it. And that's negative to think like that.
Thank you. Negative. That's the first step Change to recovery, story. At least.
And this
know.
Went way longer than I thought.
What if you did this? What if you went, well, instead of going.
Jesus, we need another hour.
Instead of thinking like, what's the worst thing that could happen with love? What if you thought about what's the best thing that could happen?
That's a good point.
Instead of thinking, because you see love, what's the worst thing? What if you think, what's the best thing that could ever happen?
And I am not there yet. All I think is pain.
I know, man. You got to change your thoughts.
And that's Seriously. Bad.
Emotion is energy in motion. You just have to change the
you know
direction.
I don't want to hear all this good talk right now.
That's all
and
emotion
You know,
is.
We're not, you know.
Emotion
we're going to talk about this tomorrow.
Energy.
It's energy.
Okay,
emotion.
Let's get on to another quick topic.
Okay, let's do it.
Did you guys see?
Shout out to Jay-Z, billionaire. Let's go.
No doubt.
Shout out to Jay-Z being a billionaire and not even talking about it, not even posting nothing
He's
about it.
He's already a billionaire. Cool. He didn't
care. Brush your shoulders off.
But it's official.
It's official.
What's
up? Boy, Rockefeller's come. Well, Dame Dash is hurting. Is he hurting?
He's hurting.
Yeah. Hell yeah, he's hurting.
He's walking with a limp.
He didn't win anything in that battle.
Yeah.
He didn't get Kanye.
Nah.
He didn't get any of the artists. He didn't get the companies.
Nope.
Yeah.
Poor Dame.
His ego. I mean, he was.
Yeah, I know people worked for Rockefeller when he was there.
Oh, my God. The shit. I was there the day he bought this powder blue Bentley, and he brought everybody outside.
Just to look at it?
Just to see it. Like, y'all could have this if you work as hard as me.
Yeah.
You know, and it was from a. It wasn't
yeah, but,
from. Like, if you guys did it, I could see it being from an inspirational.
But he doesn't talk about his cousin.
No, it was sort of like.
It was his cousin.
And
Dash,
then that
what's
too,
her name?
Who, Bob?
Stacey
Dash fronted him a lot of money to start The Rock, too.
I've never known.
Shout out to
Because she was popping. Because she was on
Clueless.
Clueless.
Yeah,
so she fronted a lot of money to get that started.
Yeah.
He's paid her back.
Yeah.
But don't come off like you.
Right. Speaking of paying people back, can we talk about 50 Cent real quick? He coming after everybody that owed him money. Have you heard about him?
It's marketing.
No, he's not going to.
No, it's marketing.
That's not.
He keeps himself relevant, though.
He's great. He's the Instagram king. He has the best.
No, because the things he did to Tony Yayo as a gangster would never let that happen on the phone. Like, I'm going to allow you to do a prank where you're calling me, telling the world I owe you money, and I have to say to you, but you my friend, I thought you gaming that.
Cause yeah, I don't like
ain't no dude gonna be like, Buck, sure, that's a cute skit.
Yeah, Buck really owes him money, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But I don't think all these other people.
No, that was Tony Yayo, he did that too. Oh, that's his best friend. And Tony's on the
50 don't have no more best friends.
50 recorded him calling him on speaker like, yo, that's, you know, so I was thinking about all the people that owe me money. And yo, speaking of that, you owe me money. And Tony's like, dude, like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah, why are you doing this?
Seriously, you owe me money, and I just want to collect from everybody. And Tony is like, yo, I thought we were friends. I thought you gave me that. He was like, I don't have to give you money because we friends. Like, we still cool. I just want my money. And Tony's like, come on, dude. So I'm like, that one, maybe the other ones are funny, but I don't think that a man's going to allow you to blow me up and look like I borrow money.
Did you see that rapper get beat up?
Which one? Who got beat up?
Baby. The baby beat up that guy?
I see him.
Oh, yeah, that was good. I thought the guy that...
How do you go from talking junk to the next scene you on the floor with your pants down to your ankles and you're bleeding?
That's where some squabbers, man.
Very embarrassing.
He should wear a belt.
He should never rapper again. He should never think he's the thug rapper either.
Wait, so the guy that got beat up, who is he?
I don't even know.
The guy's some random dude.
Random dude.
Crazy.
But he tried to get clout by talking about a known dude. Like, look at the baby. He ain't going to do nothing.
You got to look at people's
background. Then he shot a video from inside his car. It's hilarious because he's like, what? Ain't shit happened to me. Look at this pretty face. Like, I'm good. And all I have is that image of him laying on his stomach with his pants down.
It's so terrible.
He had them cheap boxes. Remember, like, the three in a pack at Walmart? them cheap gel boxes.
It's embarrassing.
That you wear in the shower. That's what he had on.
Oh, God. We need another hour.
But you better check his personal resume before you step to him.
Definitely.
No, that's for real.
No,
any shouting, exiting words?
Oh, man.
We are really on the
cuffs. Wow. Are you serious?
Yo.
Man, we need another hour, man.
This is like a dope.
We say this every time.
We got, when are y'all going to do it?
Wasted on radio. Wasted on radio. Wasted on Wednesday is brought to you by Blurry and Looking Again and the Loyalty Auto Works. Thank you for listening and watching. I'm pretty sure they did not share it on their Facebook pages, but you'll see it later.
Yes.
Gentlemen, you want to say anything?
Man, just keep growing, man. Keep living.
I'm very proud of you guys, what you guys are doing.
Thank you, man.
And don't quit, ever.
Are you talking to me?
Everybody. You.
I'm glad you're back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And we have to go, and bye.
You're listening to Wasted on Wednesday with Casey Gale and Tina Lorraine, only on LA Talk Radio.